You're listening to Fashion Confab, where we have conversations with the icons and trailblazers of the fashion industry.
Well, hello, everyone. Thank you for joining us today. We have an amazing young man on the line to talk about his fashion line. His name is Latif Cizit. He's a creative graphic designer of Wisdom ATL. He started Wisdom in his 10th grade year in high school. Around the same time, he started to seek deeper knowledge than what was being force-fed to him through textbooks. He wanted to manifest a movement which influenced having an open mind and keeping a positive outlook on life, while also combining his passion for art and design. So he created a culture around a clothing line. He defines Wisdom as having knowledge beyond genius. Wisdom sprouted in 2010, rooted in Atlanta. It's about growing and learning worldwide. So thank you, Latif, for being on Fashion Confab and taking the time out to share your knowledge today.
Bless.
Well, let's get started. So, of course, the listeners always want to know a little bit about you personally. So tell us a little bit about your background, maybe where you're from, your education, things of that nature.
Well, of course. How you doing? My name is Latif Rashad, creator of Wisdom ATL. This is what I started in the 10th grade, as she spoke of. It's a clothing line based out of Atlanta. It's really wrapped around street culture, you know, being that street kid coming from, you know, an area of, you know, unconscious people. I would say unconscious people, and, you know, still being that kid who valued knowledge and just being a righteous young man and just, you know, understanding things that or look past. But furthermore, I'm from Brooklyn, New York, originally raised. I moved to Atlanta around, I believe, I was sixth grade, and, you know, pretty much stayed here ever since. So I also call this, like, my second home. I have a lot of inspiration from Atlanta. I love Atlanta, honestly. I love art. I'm a big artist. That's how I got into the fashion industry, from just actually drawing in class, things like that. I'm also into, you know, just deep understanding, deep knowledge of the spiritual side of life, you know, just understanding it's a bigger picture than our, you know, individual lives as, you know, people. It's another side to everything. So definitely big into spirituality and understanding the mind and just how the soul works on this planet and, you know.
Also, I love that. That's great.
Thank you.
Well, tell us a little bit about your clothing line. What was your inspiration behind starting this? Clearly, we know that you want to influence people to have an open mind, and you sort of started a culture around a clothing line for that. But what inspired you to even want to do a clothing line?
What inspired me was, I'll say during the time I even, you know, got into fashion, I was looking at a lot of brands that were pretty hot, like Stussy or 10 Deep, Supreme. I was very influenced by these, you know, street culture brands. And at the time, I was just drawing a lot in school, just always drawing some new ideas down, logos, anything. Just I was inspired by branding, simply branding like a name and using that to just as a symbol of who I am, you know what I'm saying, representing who I am. So doing that just with the Wisdom. And I had a couple friends in high school who used to check my, you know, drawings. Everybody knew me for, you know, Latif, he draws a lot. He's an artist. So he'd check out my book, my little composition notepad, and look at it and just like, yo, you're really dope. Like, aren't you going to do something with this? I never, you know, figured the point to start a business until my friend Nate put that in my head. Like, you should start a business off of this. So him saying that just sparked, like, a whole another side of my brain, like a business. Where would I even start? I'm 16. Like, where would I start? That's kind of a big step. So he told me that, and from there, I knew I was looking at the clothing lines. I was watching, you know, Mac Miller, artists like Currency, Wiz Khalifa were popular, and they supported these brands. So me watching them, that was the first thing that hit my head was clothing line. So I was like, oh, and I can, you know, I can display my brand and how I explain, like, move this around like it's my, you know, entity. So it's just perfect to represent deeper knowledge and also what I believed in, spirituality. I chose Wisdom. That word kept ringing in my head for, you know, a long time. So that opportunity that clicked in my head, a clothing line, it felt right. And that moment from 10th grade to 11th grade. I printed my first T-shirt, Wisdom, on it, the logo. And the T-shirt sold within a week. So from that point on, I always knew I just figured, all right, this is definitely going to continue. It creates revenue for me. And also, mm-hmm. you know, people are attracted to it immediately. So mm-hmm. that just seeing that and people, you know, being that kid in school that was low-key and things like that, and how doing that just had me, you know, the center of attention. I seen, you know, this is definitely something I would love to pursue and get my word out, of course. So.
Mm-hmm. I love what you're doing because I know that it will inspire other people. It's deeper than just clothing, you know.
Yes,
it's
very deeper.
Not so superficial. I know you made a comment on another interview that I listened to you speak on, and you said something around being an enlightened street kid.
Mm-hmm.
So let's go deeper into being enlightened. What do you mean when you say being enlightened?
Enlightened street kid is how I explained before, that like that conscious, righteous kid that comes from this area of, you know, just corrupt people. Like everybody's just mind on things that aren't important. And, you know, as a kid, they say you're young, you're gonna get attracted to things that you don't like. Just, you know, just learn the experiences, like ignorance is bliss type thing. So, you know, coming up from that area and people just thinking it's okay to be ignorant, like just because we're young and just, you know, it's just a corrupt mind state that's installed on us. So mm-hmm. when I say enlightened street kid, it's that kid, like that ignorant kid, whatever you want to call him. That kid mm-hmm. is, you know, a product of his environment. But mm-hmm. he has this strong feeling about, like, when he learns and when he sits down and listens, it's this strong feeling that he gets, like, this is what he loves to do. He loves to teach. He loves to learn. He loves to, you know, just speak, debate on knowledge and things like that. So mm-hmm. Enlightened Street Kid is, I call, like, my mascot, Wiser. He represents that Enlightened Street Kid. He fits in. I call him, like, a hidden street kid, call it like that. Like, hidden stands for just wielding that knowledge. And mm-hmm. just coming off as if, well, it's a regular street kid. Let me just go over there. Just a regular kid, walk past, you know, mm-hmm. pants sagging, book bag, going to school, right? Random little kid. Mm-hmm. Well, you sit there and speak to this kid, he most likely will enlighten you on something you weren't even aware of. And that's what mm-hmm. inspires me, like, for the whole brand. That this idea of that enlightened street kid simply inspires mm-hmm. me. Like, that is dope.
I love that. I love the oxymoron, you know, because I think in general people think fashion is so superficial, has no relevance to life, mm-hmm. but just to look good. But I think it can serve as so much more than just a piece of clothing, and I think that's what you're doing.
Exactly. That's how mm-hmm. I feel. Exactly how I feel.
So what were the challenges that you faced to start your clothing line?
Challenges were fear. I'll say fear. I'm pretty much of a go-getter, though, you know. I'm very much of a go-getter. No matter what anybody tells me, it might not work. I felt like this will work. But, you know, I'll say fear was a strong one because will people even listen to me? I'm like, I was a low-key kid, you know. I had friends, but I didn't care for, you know, a social life, really. I was just drawing. I just was big on my art. Things like that myself, really. I'm a self, you know what I'm saying, self-governed mind and whatnot. So one was fear, just jumping up in front of the crowd, like, hi, I'm Latif Rashad, this is Wisdom. I didn't think people would accept that or, you know, accept or wear it to begin with just because, you know, who I was and whatnot. So mm-hmm. Overcoming that fear was a big, I say, that was a good challenge. It was a good challenge because I learned a lot. And mm-hmm. just the word fear is like, I feel it's a beautiful meaning behind fear, even though fear is the opposite of love in my eyes. And, like, I feel I'm reading actually a book right now called The 50th Law, and it speaks about fear. And, you know, biggest thing in the book is saying, it's basically what Malcolm X said, you know, a man that stands for nothing falls for anything, basically mm-hmm. like that. That's what kind of drove me towards that concept of fear, because fear stops you from standing alone, like, it mm-hmm. stops you from standing up the crowd, like, I'm not too seated, I don't care what y'all doing over there, I'm bringing this. And mm-hmm. fear stops you from that. It's fear of being judged, it's fear of, you know, standing out, not fitting in, it's that type of fear. It's fear of being oneself, being true to yourself, just regardless of whoever cares or thinks, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So that concept really just enlightened me, and like that whole feeling just, and it was big in my religion too, was fear was one of the biggest things. Just,
mm-hmm.
That was being, I was just noticing things break down after I learned what fear meant, and that was just, like from religion, I would get from birth just the fear of hell, or, you know, like bad, being a bad person, sinning and things like that. So fear was constantly being shoved into like my mind, from fear of, you know, financial
mm-hmm.
issues in the future. Just the whole world is wrapped around this fear, because they know as a human being you have fear. It's natural, like you have love and same thing. So
mm-hmm.
once they learn how to manipulate this fear onto you, after
mm-hmm.
at that point it's up to you, you know what I'm saying, because you can either fall into your own fear and just, you know, ball up, or you can use fear as an obstacle, as actually an advantage. Like, all right,
mm-hmm.
since this has jumped at me, I'm going to outshine fear. You know what I'm saying? You could, it's ways you can use these tools to life and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
I say that was one of my biggest challenges, overcoming fear.
You're listening to Fashion Confab.
Well, tell us who inspires you. Like, who, is there a person or a book or anything that inspires you?
Yeah, I guess I'll say my inspiration was my mom, though, honestly, what
mm-hmm.
she taught me. Everything, she taught me a lot. Even if she doesn't notice it, or, you know, I don't show it, she taught me. She taught
mm-hmm.
me everything I know, and that was being righteous, humble, you know,
mm-hmm.
being always staying calm and working hard. Like, go after what you want. Just drop everything. Go after that. That's what you. That's what's very important.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Taught me how to be a, mm-hmm, hard worker.
Mm-hmm.
Staying true to myself as I do it. So staying conscious, staying positive, staying humble.
Right. So let's move on to your favorite quote and why. What is that?
My favorite quote is to keep your mind on potential. And I feel because potential is, you know, that spark of your purpose on this planet. Like, simply
mm-hmm.
knowing your potential, you know your purpose. You know what you're capable of doing. And you can apply that towards what you truly want to do. So I said,
mm-hmm.
keep in mind the potential, or learn from that. Because I felt, you know, in second grade, I remember telling my teacher what I wanted to do. And she asked, what is my career? Like, she was asking the class. And I told her I want to do fashion, you know, art, something contributing to just drawing, art, you know, those things.
Mm-hmm.
Street. I even said streetwear at that young age. I seen
mm-hmm.
her in Kroger the other day. She told me, we just went and had this crazy conversation. But like in second grade, I knew what I wanted to do. I kept drawing. I kept strong at it. Like subliminally, throughout my whole life, I kept strong at drawing. And it was just an urge. It's not like, you know what I'm saying, I just forced myself. It was something like came natural. So
mm-hmm.
knowing I can eventually do something with my drawings kept me just focused, which is knowing my potential. So I kept
mm-hmm.
studying my art and studying my pen style and whatnot. And then as
mm-hmm.
I got older, in the 10th grade, I drew the Wisdom logo. So definitely
wow.
keep your mind on potential. Like, you never know. Just keep following that heart. Keep following your heart. I'll say that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Simple. Keep following your heart. You'll know. Like, you'll know.
Mm-hmm.
It's nowhere around.
I mean, like I said earlier, I think you're way ahead of your time. And I definitely hear the wisdom in your conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the other question I have for you is, where do you think you get the wisdom?
Old soul is one. I definitely believe I'm old soul. Two would
mm-hmm.
be reading. Three would be the music I'm interested in. And I went in this phase where, you know, I only would listen to music that benefited me as what I wanted to do in life as a man, or, you know, just kept me positive. So I cut out, you know, what's on the radio. You know, some of the big roles in my life will be Dom Kennedy. He spat a lot of knowledge on songs. Nas, Jay-Z. One of my favorite right now is Young, and, you know, very big inspiration for me is Joey Badass. And, you know, I feel like he's just saying everything I'm thinking through his music, and that's so dope. There's a lot of artists like that out, you know, relevant right now, but that's one of the biggest that inspires me and my group and my team as the Hidden Tribe.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I say meditation. Strong
mm-hmm.
like the most important thing that, you know, kept me, that put me in this mind state would be meditation. Because
mm-hmm.
sitting there and listening to you know, then my mind and just my soul, myself, just sitting there understanding what these chakras meant and what flowing and opening these chakras would do for me as, you know, being on this planet and navigating through life was just inspiring. And as I did it, I seen dramatic changes in, you know, my health, my mind state, my just feeling of life, appreciation for everything. Like, I literally will be able to look out the window every morning and just love it all. Like, I love breathing. I love seeing the sun. I love just life. Mm-hmm. And it helps you appreciate people. Say if you have someone in your life, that, you know, every time you're around that person, you got a negative energy, a negative vibe, brings you down. But mm-hmm. you're still able to look back on that and, like, from a higher perspective and say, that person, I love that person because that person is my brother. So I see his mm-hmm. purpose on this planet. I need to help him, of course, because he, mm-hmm. he doesn't know any better. But also, like, just it helps you just appreciate no matter what. And you just, it's a positive outlook, I want to say. That's what it
mm-hmm.
is.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like looking from the heart, honest, third eye.
I absolutely agree. Well, tell us what exciting things are going on in your business right now.
So, like, one thing actually blew my mind, and this is over Instagram, and I had a supporter in Korea, and this is crazy. The supporter in Korea, he was just, you know, commented on my pictures and everything, like, dope, this is nice, awesome, like, things like that. So I'm like, yo, why not, why don't I send him, like, a hat or a shirt or something? So mm-hmm. I DM'd him, like, yo, your page is dope, your style is cool, like, he had a cool little urban style to him, so, like, Can we do like some work? And he's like, what do you have in mind? Your brand is dope. So I'm like, how about this? I'll send you my clothes and you just take a picture, take photos and just embrace the Wisdom brand culture on that side of the world. And that would be dope. And he's like, I'm down. So I send him the hat. He sends back the picture. And then I get all these followers from his area, like on my Wisdom, you know, IG, which is at Wisdom ATL.
Wow.
That was very, like, my whole team was just like, oh, this is, like, people would, like, come up to me, like, old friends, and I'll show them, like, how did you do that like this?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how I did it. That's the thing. It's just beautiful. It's like when you just I'm open to the universe, and it just allows me, helps me, and allows me to, you know, push this message, because that's what's most important.
And then you attract people that you need. You know, exactly. The law of attraction, yeah.
Exactly. That's one of the books I'm reading right now also.
So, do you have a fashion icon?
I do say I like the style of Mick Jenkins, and this is a rapper in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like his style. It's like a almost Afrocentric,
mm-hmm.
you know, high-end fashion, mixed with streetwear. I love that. That's the idea of Wisdom. So,
okay.
I'm big on, you know, just a clean, simple look, you know what I'm saying? Just slacks, mm-hmm. you know, Clarks, things like that, probably stripe. T-shirt, long sleeve T-shirt, things like mm-hmm. that. So something real cool, formal almost, but it's still like he got some street swing to it. Like, it's real dope.
Mm-hmm.
So I say Mick Jenkins for now.
Okay. So if someone wanted to buy something from your fashion line, where would they go and how would they get it?
You can go to shopwisdom.bigcartel.com and you can find this link on our IG at Wisdom ATL or our Twitter at Wisdom ATL. Also go to our main site, wisdomatl.com. And you can find all the links there. And you also can find our YouTube channel, which is Wisdom mm-hmm. Advisory. You can check mm-hmm. out all our recent events and, you know, little things we do, short films and whatnot, just explaining the movement and what I just explained from, you know, mm-hmm. my creation of Wisdom ATL and also more from my artist, from Hidden Tribe.
Okay. And you're offering us a special discount for
yes,
those who listen. Okay, what's that discount?
This discount is 25% off all the listeners at this moment. And that's, you can go to shopwisdom.bigcartel.com, like I said. And the way this discount will work is if you go on IG and hashtag WisdomATL of a photo of you just supporting the brand. So you can just do a video saying shout out to Wisdom ATL. You can also do something creative. Take a picture of something that represents Wisdom and just tag Wisdom ATL and at Wisdom ATL. And
okay.
I will see it. I'll see it and go to my DMs and we'll just, you know, go to the site. I'll know who you are. Put it like that. And that's at shopwisdom.bigcartel.com.
Okay. And because your brand is about wisdom and intellect and being enlightened, I'd like you to share any sort of resource that you have. Do you have, like, any kind of, like, a favorite book or a favorite website or anything that you go to that helps you stay enlightened and kind of, you know, vibrating high?
That would be, it's no favorite book, because I read a lot of books from, like I said, The 50th Law, The Seed of the Soul. I love all these books. They all bring a different, you know, vibe to me. But I'll say what keeps me focused would be meditation, mostly. Self-knowledge. And just also, I cannot miss this, is just people around me at this point. I'm around a lot of my elders, and they teach me from people from, I have actually a dude that I go talk to randomly, like a mentor almost, and he was a bodyguard for Malcolm X back in. So this is really deep. It was really crazy. Run into him, and he was explaining to me how it used to be, how he was raised, and just enlightening me. So I like to learn from my elders a lot. So I go, I like to, you know, materialize and go in person and just meet these people for what they are, instead of, you know, always being on the computer. I feel like the computer drains your energy, you know, that type of vibe from that. It's best to stay away. Just do your work, you know, go get some fresh air, and the best way to do that is go talk to people.
So, I like that. I like your whole concept. This is a great way to, you know, just hopefully we're able to spread your knowledge through this interview. So you've already told us how we can connect with you on social media. Do you want to give us any other contact information before we close today?
Yes. You can actually find me personally at Latif Sees It, which is LATIF Sees It, SEESIT, and that's on every social network. That's Instagram, Twitter. Also my Tumblr blog, which displays my artwork. That's one of my biggest things, is graphic design and fashion design. And so that's iseesit.tumblr.com, which is EYESEESIT.tumblr.com.
Okay.
Awesome.
All right. Well, thank you very much for your time. I really appreciate it, and I'm inspired just by talking to you. I feel like I'm talking to one of my peers, even though I know you're much younger than me. But these are conversations we have, so it's good to know that you're out there putting this positive stuff into the universe.
I appreciate you. Appreciate you for reaching out and everything. This was a beautiful experience, and I hope to further these encounters with you and the Fashion Confab.
Yeah, no problem. All right. Well, thanks again, and let's stay in touch.
Most definitely.
You're listening to Fashion Confab, where we have conversations with the icons and trailblazers of the fashion industry. Listen in to be informed and inspired as we profile the most influential people in fashion today. Motivating, informative, entertaining. You're on trend with Fashion Confab.